Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. Everything you're experiencing right now is a part of your training process for your life purpose. Let me explain. Deep within you is the innate ability of your soul purpose here on this planet. Your human experience is made of free will choices and your soul choices, which drives you through your life. We all have that power within us that you're naturally drawn to things. Things just show up. Your passions, what do you think about the most? What gets you excited? What causes you fear? Many of us have that question, what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? Ultimately, I believe we are all here to learn about love, to give and share love, and to elevate the consciousness of humanity by sharing the light. When I was young, I had always seen and experienced spirits. Growing up in my mother's house with her family, who all had these really witchy abilities to communicate with the other side, the power of clairvoyance, and so many other things. Mom used to read tarot cards with just playing cards. That woman was so dialed in when she was younger. The problem was she didn't know how to keep it in the light. So there was many times that we had some dark experiences. Bouncing back and forth from my mom's house and being kidnapped by my father and living in his evangelical world with his teachings, there is one good thing about that time is it honestly taught me to seek out truth. I knew what he was saying wasn't true. It didn't feel good. It never brought me joy. There really was no joy in it. It really was full of judgment and just this knowingness that no matter what you do, you'll never be good enough. So it gave me the ability of discernment and how to keep things in the light by seeking out the truth of God's unconditional love and what that would look like for me. I'd always been drawn to helping others and loved old people. I just did. I still do. And old people are really drawn to me as well. So it seemed natural to take a palliative care nursing aid in college to care for the dying, because you can try to take away the mediumship out of the girl, but the medium just perseveres because that's a part of my calling. Like it or not, it was going to surface anyway. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was drawn to the care of the dying. During my time there, so many seemed to pass away on my shift. I was like, I am fucking quitting this job because what the hell is with all the death? But, I mean, palliative says it all. They are at their final stages in life. They are in these facilities because they are at the end of their life. So, I wanted to, you know, be there to create meaningful experiences and connections for them as they transitioned from this lifetime, because so many people, often face death alone, especially in nursing homes, and people seem to hold on to so much resentment for their families. And there's so much unforgiveness in the world that they just turn their backs on their loved ones. And, you know, listen, my dad has put me through hell. I still wouldn't want him to die alone. I'd still show up. I'd do the things, because even in the darkness, you be the light. you know? And I'm not saying that you have to cross those territories if you're not ready, you know? So I wanted to be there to create these meaningful connections for people as they transitioned from this life to the next. It really was heartbreaking to know that so many seniors died alone. I think, you know, I just wanted to hug everybody's grandma and, you know, make them feel better. I remember this one little lady. She cried so much and she had dementia, so she really wasn't understanding why she was crying all the time. And so she was sitting in her room and she kind of leaned sideways on her bed with her feet. So I just sat beside her and I put my arm around her and I cuddled with her on her bed. And I just whispered, "Everything is going to be okay. You are so loved." And she turned to me and she hugged me and she said, "Thank you, dear." And, you know, she didn't cry as much after that, because I think there was just this healing in knowing that something, someone loved her. And I was a familiar face because I was there every day. And she didn't have a lot of family coming in. So I think, you know, families facing those dilemmas of putting their parents into homes, and sometimes it's just hard to face that that's your parent, and, you know, oftentimes they don't remember you anyway, but still show up, still do the things. But when they did pass away, I had a few things. I was adamant, "Listen, you guys, don't follow me home," but often they did anyway, because there I was caring for their loved ones, and as they passed on, you know, we had to prepare their bodies for the morgue, which is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that the people caring for your loved one really do care for them in so many different ways. During this time, I was really pushing away my gifts. In some aspects, I mean, I was always quite proud that I had these intuitive abilities and would share them when people asked for them. But it wasn't until a suicide victim came to me while I was waitressing, because I had several jobs at the time and I used to work night shift on the weekends, and at this, I think it was a Chinese restaurant. I don't really know. Anyway, they served a lot of Chinese food for all the drunks that got out of the bar. And this, I think it was in Sturgeon Falls. Anyway, this spirit would not leave me alone until I asked his loved one about him. As I sat down with the stranger and I start telling him, tears in his eyes. He carried the weight of never having said goodbye to his loved one, or not knowing his brother was in so much pain in this lifetime. Reluctantly, I shared with him his brother's words, and it was in that moment I realized my abilities were a gift to share with others who needed closure, who needed that one last conversation. I never remember readings either. I've seen a lot of people in my lifetime, and I rarely remember the people that come through. Sometimes I remember the people that bookend, because, you know, they stand out. But unless it has impacted my life and my pathway, I rarely remember. And that's true for most mediums, because can you imagine if we carried all that information around for a lifetime, we'd burn out and be bogged down. After that, it seemed that many suicide victims came to me and brought their loved ones. Then I was introduced to the energy of murder. Through my brother's crimes, I found myself, oddly enough, doing trauma scene cleanup. I mean, I didn't sign up for that. I didn't go looking for it. I actually applied as a business manager position, but never once made it into the office. During my time there, I cleaned up suicides, homicides, and natural deaths. I learned that after a homicide or a suicide, any death at home really, that the police do not clean it up. In fact, it's left for the family to do so. So, they hire companies like the one I worked for to clean up their loved one's final moments. You never forget the smell of decomposition. It's really burned into my memory forever. I was once asked how I could do such things, and for me, it was really very simple. It was a different side of compassion for both the victims and their loved ones. To offer love and healing while I cleaned their remains off a sidewalk or the floor. It was to give them all a meaningful experience full of love and light when it was so clouded with darkness and despair. As I grew to learn that I could ask spirits who came to me to help me help them by bringing me their living, and that I really did work for the deceased. And I know that sounds morbid, but you know, on this one occasion, during 3 days of this soul visitation in my dreams, and each time he came, he revealed more and more about his suicide. And I was traumatized. I was like, dude, I don't know how to help you. Like, that sucks. It was a forced suicide. And all these details were so disturbing. I didn't know how to help him. What was I supposed to do? I couldn't go to the police and say, hey, I think this was like a forced suicide. Can I help you? Because let's face it, a lot of people just aren't open to hearing from a psychic. And I really do think that more psychics and more mediums should be in forensics, because it offers such an insight to assist in the case. And who cares where the information comes from? If you get a lead by something I've said that brings someone to justice and brings peace and closure to someone, wouldn't you want to do that? Anyway, so I saw all these details. And so I said to him, listen, stop coming to me or bring me your living, because I can't help you. Like, this, it's just enough. So that night I went to bed and he didn't come. He respected my boundaries and he listened. A few weeks went by and a woman booked in. And this is really so catalyst to me, because spirits are drawn to the light in you because they know you can see and hear them and feel and communicate for them and really work for them. But not everything is mine to fix, which I've learned so many times. So I set rules and boundaries, like my office hours, bring me your living, and not in the bedroom or the bathroom for obvious reasons. Nothing worse than trying to have sexy time and see a spirit over the shoulder of your partner saying, is this a bad time? Do you got a minute? I got a message for my mom. And that's just like a hard no. And it has happened. And probably why I'm still single. Nothing can end a relationship faster than a new partner seeing a spirit for the first time while they're fast asleep, or while I'm fast asleep. And then, you know, me being curious of, oh, what they look like. Was it man, woman? What were they wearing? I've had a few partners that say to me, I don't fucking care what they're wearing. Like, how do you get them to stop coming? Truth is they don't stop coming, but they do now respect the boundaries that I've created in my home. Sometimes. 2 weeks after my suicide guy, he did indeed bring me his living. And as I arrived at her home, I discovered as I walked through the door, there was a very large memorial picture of the spirit from my dreams. I was able to confirm to her with great details the circumstances of his death, and in fact, the 3 days that he'd been coming to me were the 3 days of contemplation before his suicide. I will never forget him as he taught me the depth of my connection to the spirit world, that I made a difference even in death. I helped him as much as his family. After this came an open door into true crime and missing persons. It wasn't until I reflected on my life that even when I thought I was off my path, that somehow I was exactly where I needed to be, experiencing all that would shape my relationship with my gifts and deepen my ability to the spirit world by offering help and healing to those on the other side and their loved ones here on this side. I hope that this episode helps you discover your own path and true destiny as you reflect on your own life and the commonalities that you're drawn to and keep experiencing, because it really is a part of where you need to be. It's now carefully crafting to prepare you for a deeper work on your life's journey and here on this planet and your pathway, whatever that may be. You are a light in the darkness. You are on the right path, exactly where you're supposed to be. But look around you. What are you ignoring? What are you afraid of? Open the door. Take one step towards those action pieces that are calling to you right now, whether it's to be a politician, be a doctor, be a nurse, because more people that are aware of their light consciousness and their light body in those demographics of work help spread light and love. Not everyone has to be called into service. Not everyone has to be a medium. You can help the world around you by expanding your awareness of light, of love, and to be that compassion for those around you. You've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. The light in me honors the light in you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being a part of my journey. Please like, share, and follow along for more episodes. Until next time.